So there were Nazi scientists, and they were into the dark things. They were into the things that, many would fear to tread. They had the spirits speaking, guiding, directing. They had Wurttemberg Castle down in the Hall of the Dead, the 13 skulls, the meditation, the goal. Listen to the voices of the dead, to extra-dimensional entities. I mean, the Nazis had dark presence everywhere from inception until destruction. That spirit, that guidance, that agenda. Well, listen, what do you do when you have those that have spirits on them, spirits in them, where their ideology, their science, their psychology has been given to them by dark presence with an agenda? What do you do with the scientists, the psychiatrists, and the military men and women? What do you do with them? Well, the OSS, United States military, before the CIA, they brought them over. The Russians brought them over. The Brits brought them over. And a lot of them got away, Paraguay, you know, colony of Dignidad, right? Listen, they got away. They went around the world. The agenda continues. Counterfeit millennium, counterfeit messiah, counterfeit presence, counterfeit evolutionary development to deity. All of it came in, rushing in to an unprepared U.S. intelligence. Well, they were developing at the time, became the CIA, and then the DIA, and DOD, and the NSA, and all the rest. And probably the ones that aren't even mentioned. Let me say right now that I dedicate this entire hour to all those who've been in war, those who've heard the gunshots, those who pulled the triggers, those who have been shot and maimed and seen the blood, and you felt in your emotion and in the tenseness of your body the bombs when they exploded, the fear that's in the air. If you've been to Iraq, if you've been to Afghanistan, if you've been there and felt the dark presence in the air, if you felt the presence, the oppression to the point of depression and, even suicidal tendencies. Let me tell you what, the blood and guts of war, as they have said, war is hell. In a fallen world, the blood and guts, the bodies, continue to stack. Over all these thousands of years, by the millions and millions, and biblical prophecy shows, because of the dark side, man's rejection of God, war will continue until the end, and billions will die in the context of that end of days. In the context of this message, I pray to speak to New Agers who believe in a evolutionary process that will elevate humanity to a new level. And I pray that there's a lot of the 60s folks and the ones, you know, that heard Imagine. There's no war. Imagine no hell above or below, no hell above. Remember the song Imagine, all the people? I mean, that's the desire. That's the want. Who really wants war other than the elitists, other than the moneymakers? I watched Nicolas Cage. Cage, in this movie, the Lord, what is it, the Lords of War? Selling bullets and bombs out there on the field worldwide. I mean, who would want to live in Sudan? Who would want to live in Somalia? I mean, look around the world right now. Who would want to live in some of these places? And it is absolutely amazing to me what is going on in the world that we live in. So to the elitists in league, whether they know it or not, wittings or unwittings, Luciferic goal, agenda, the false flag, the development of weapons, the goal, Armageddon. We're going to talk about that tonight and the subversion of U.S. military by a very dark presence. And it's visible. It's evidential. We're going to talk about that. It is now Thursday, the 23rd of September, 2010. This is Russ Dizdar. And may God's grace, God's mercy, God's power be stretched out to you tonight and to the thousands and thousands and thousands of you that download the archives later on. in Russia, in Germany, in Mumbai, in Bangalore, Beijing, Manila, all over the world. I am saying to you that the grace of the God that dwells within my heart, my life, just a sinner forgiven, but God's grace is big, bigger than the sin that we've ever committed. God's grace is awesome. There is a cross that predicts, because of its victory and its work and what occurred, the end, the absolute end of all war. Now, many people think going to war is the goal. The goal is to end war. And we've seen 9/11. We've seen the engagement of war. We've seen Saddam down in the spider hole. We've seen caskets with flags. We've seen the pictures of... even in Croatia, in the Serbs, and the whole battle, and the ethnic cleansing, and the 700 boys and men that were shot and buried, and a cornfield was planted on top of them to hide the evidence of the dead bodies and the skeletons of mankind. But blood cries from the ground, like Cain, God notices what he did to Abel. As we engage tonight, we are talking about this week, the theme, ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web. If you're brand new to this show, welcome. My name is Russ Dizdar, and ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web gives you the theme for the week, that ancient tree of darkness, in reference to the river of darkness, the river, the agenda, the presence. It's here. It's been among us. That's why we have death and war and bloodshed and all that is coming down on us. That's why you feel that ominous presence in the air. The catastrophes are coming as never before in human history. Church has to wake up, know the biblical prophetic revelation. Listen, those engaging the counterfeit, it is real, but lethal. It is counterfeit. It is not God, and it will not save you. It will not give you indestructible immortality. It will not do that for you. So what I'm going to do right now is once again tell you that as you look through this series, it's dealing with, you know, the agenda that involves ritual. And I'm going to tell you right now that the history of military involves spirits, involves the calling on deities and or God to win and for deliverance and for help. I think that we need to understand the term, as brought out in the movie lately, Inception. When ideas are planted in the minds and the hearts of humanity by involuntary laying out of this idea, this thought, this dream. In Hitler's mind, in Himmler's mind, in Stalin's mind, the purging in Russia, more died in the purging in Russia. I do. It breaks my heart to hear and read about and contemplate, sit through and think of a purging in Russia where Russian leadership purging its nation of Russians by the millions. The bodies have stacked. Well, they've been stacked very, very high. There is a Lord of War, literally, that is insatiably operative in the false flag development, causing the Stockholm Syndrome, bringing great confusion to nations because that presence seeks to drive the fear that forces the governments to believe they need the weapons and advanced weapons and more weapons, to where the contemplation now is not even nation against nation, but global national rule against and outside in the heavenlies. Planetary defense weapon systems are on the table. They've been built. There's scenarios discussed in the book by DOD weapons specialists, by NASA weapons specialists. Oh, you can find the book. Go ahead and do a search on planetary defense weapon systems. The book is a four individuals, weapons specialists, DOD, NASA, describing all the different kinds and possibilities of weapons that can be shot into the air in case something out there begins to descend and come down here. Wonder what those weapons are really for. Has anybody heard the word Armageddon? Any soldier ever heard the word Armageddon? Every military strategist, every military weapons development specialist, every military scientist, every military, you've got to listen. You got to take a look. Because what is coming in future history, actual future human history, is Armageddon. Largest military, most powerful, advanced weaponry in the history of fallen humanity. Charged spiritually. Every soldier, supercharged spiritually. Maybe transgenics, maybe AI in the genes, maybe whatever it is deeply Luciferic. And they will be there, and they will aim their weapons into the sky. In the Luciferic fallen cherub ultimate endgame of destroying, blasting out of the sky, the descent of the living Christ. Don't believe me? Take a look. Revelation 16, the great spiritual, demonic, satanic release, ritual release of demons to cause the gathering at Armageddon. The layering, this is the last layering, this is the last blanket, as the world's been blanketed for many, many years now. The blankets will come in the great chaos. The blankets will come in the rise of Antichrist. The blankets will continue to be coated over those with the precursors to embrace the Antichrist when false prophet rises, ascends out of the earth. What about the abyss? What about the rest? What about the magic arts? What about the drugs and spirits? What about the end, my friend? What about it? Tonight, Thursday, the 23rd, the title is The Subversion of U.S. Military by Supranatural Design. By Supranatural Design. Can I say it again? By Supranatural Design. The ideology, the vision, the physical weapons may come from spirit to human skull, mind, communications. The physical weapons that we have cannot detect these dark presences, but when you take possessed people, demonized people, people whose minds have been opened up to the communication from the other side, whether they know it or not, and you carry them right in, and you bring them in, those scientists, those psychiatrists, those weapons specialists, those old Nazis that were brought in the 40s, that began to develop the mind control projects, the weapons projects, the engagement with extra-dimensional intelligences. NASA, do you still have communicators? NSA, do you still have intuitives? Looking for that communication. See, the quest for weapons has gone beyond just a bow and arrow or bullet and gunpowder. The design, the desire, DARPA, beyond all of that, the quest has been forced by supernatural design. Behind and undetectable to the top echelon of military leaders, weapons specialists, strategists, minds, You are, besides politicians, the number one target of the ultimate endgame of the fallen cherub and the hundreds of millions involved on a spiritual side to develop the most powerful, the most incredible, whether that is drones and predators and talons, and whether that is chemical lasers, particle beams, whether that would be weapons that may involve actual non-human enhancement, crystals, charged. On a road to Armageddon, how do you get off of it? On a road to Armageddon, how do you get off of it? Let me take just a couple of moments to give you some news and some other things. I'm going to bring you to 9 points tonight, 9 separate points that deals with the subversion. Now, this is true in Canada. Again, if you just want to take a look at the physical side of all those who've been writing concerning the, you know, the Nazi bell, the Nazi stuff, all of that, and MK Ultra and Monarch, it's in the LSD, all the drug issue, the mind control issue, the entity issue, the non-human enhancement, the Goat Lab in Fort Bragg, and the Stargate at Mead, and beyond all of that, whether those involved in the development and the the advancement, whether they understand they have become the pawns and the fodder, ultimately the fodder, in an endgame that, well, on the dark side, four eyes only is something I believe they initiated. If any soldier ever feels like they have been used in military endeavor and put out there, as the Green Beret, we are talking with Derek and Sharon Gilbert, laying all of their best on the line only to be left, only to be betrayed, only to be used. And the whole bloody, ugly guts of false flag and what is and what isn't. Here's a possible, listen, I think in terms of why, you know, I have a person that I know out of, worked for the government. The now public website. Here comes an article, Pakistan, Muslims burn Christian man as police rapes his wife. Quote, Washington, D.C., March 23rd, 2010. Travesty of justice does not fit the description of the events. This is simple barbarism. International Christian Concern, ICC, has learned that a Christian man, Ashurd Mashid, died yesterday after Muslims burned him alive for refusing to recant his faith. Additionally, a Muslim policeman raped Mashid's wife. Mashi and his wife, Martha, worked and lived at the house of Sheikh Mohammed Sultan, a powerful Muslim businessman in Rawalpindi, Pakistan, since 2005. Pakistan's most powerful man, the Army Chief General Kayani, is from the Rawalpindi area and is visiting the U.S. Capitol. In January, Muslim religious leaders and Sheikh Sultan asked Marshi and his family to convert to Islam. Marshi and his family refused to convert and informed Sheikh Sultan that they were going to quit working for him. The Sheikh became furious and warned Marshi that he would kill him if he quit. Marshi told his family and friends about the entire incident. Christian leaders tried to persuade the Sheikh to let Marshi and his family leave the house. On March 14th, Sheikh Sultan's house was robbed. He filed a case of theft of 500,000 rupees against Martha, the wife. After taking them for questioning, the police assaulted Marshi and raped Martha. 2 days later, Sheikh Sultan told the couple that he would ask the police to release them if they converted to Islam. The couple refused to recant their faith. Now I can go on and read more here. This is an article, again, nowpublic.com. Individual sends it to me. I look at this article and I think of, well, you know, people say, well, it's the poor Muslims are being used also. Well, in a real sense, yes. You know what? The Russians are being used. The Germans were used. The Nazis were used. You know, the Brits were used. The United States is used, you know, especially if they are connected to Skull Bones, occult societies, and they are absent of discerning abilities. And what a higher, darker presence wants to instill in military systems. So it's not just the United States, it's the Russians. I mean, the concept of false flag, Satan is the expert at being Lord of War. He is the expert on fear and terror and bloodshed for his presence. For his presence, it's like a multinational satanic ritual. All the things, the energies of terror and fear, the presence of blood, the hatred, all of the violence. Who attaches to that? What rats come from hell to eat that garbage? It is clearly the dark side. Even every nation in a fallen world of hostilities, they want, like a local area, they want protection. You read the story here lately? The two crazy, evil, rotten men that did a home invasion. They beat the man, the dad, with a baseball bat, left him for dead down in the basement. The younger guy took the younger daughter, raped her, tied her to a bed, raped her. The older guy took the mother and her in another bed, raped her. And they thought they harmed the other girl. And after they did the raping and all the rest of the stuff they did, they set the house on fire and killed the women that they raped. I've seen their faces on TV and on the internet here lately. Again, evil's here. We open the door, and we can fight all we want. Listen, law enforcement is a good thing when they're there to serve and protect and stop this kind of thing, hunt it down. I've worked with law enforcement guys and girls that that absolutely want radical evil in their neighborhoods to stop. There are some good officers out there. There are some good people who are officers, and I still look at the Word of God, Romans 13, and God does ordain in the area of law enforcement and military systems under His will, though, in a fallen world, to do good, to promote good, and to bear the sword on real radical evil. But when a culture opens its door to the dark side, confuse everything, the false flag of the dark side becomes manifest in the politics of the elites, of the economic. And there is this, well, let's see how we can cause war. Why? Because war makes business. Billions, if not trillions, could be made. And for some of those, who gives a darn about the stacking of bodies, heads blown off, legs gone, soldiers in a wheelchair, others depressed, and all the hellishness that goes with it? The subversion of U.S. military and Russian and Brits and the Germans and the rest. There's a spiritual agenda. And so I'm going to give you nine of the things that I think are involved in this. But I'm going to give you a prophecy. No, I'm not a prophet at all. I'm a man. I'm a pastor, a preacher, a teacher. I'm not a prophet. But the Word of God has infallible, irrevocable, prophetic. It's precise, definitive, detailed. Unlike anything out there on the finite level, it always comes true. 2,700 years ago, Isaiah chapter 2, verse 4. Have you heard the words, "He will judge between the nations," referring to Christ, referring to God in human flesh, referring to Messiah, referring to the second coming, referring to the initiation of the millennium. Not the Antichrist, not a New Age evolutionary process, not an evolved humanity that has arrived at Homo Lumos, Homo Deity, not a dream that comes from a rock star that's engaged with Hindu spirits, not the quest of the power elite who would rule, they all want to rule the world, but instead, the one that gave his life at the cross 2,000 years ago, 700 years before that, a prophecy was made about, and before his first visitation in the flesh, about his second visitation. Not as the suffering servant that would go to the cross, that's done deal. But the descent of the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, if you read it, Revelation 19, who judges and makes war. You better see who that's about. You better see who he's bringing the judgment and the war out of the heaven onto the earth. You better read it. You better check it out. And all the undergrounders and Luciferians or reconnaissance agents, you know, you better check it out, because biblical prophecy brings a redemptive warning. I'm going to read it, Isaiah 2, verse 4. He will judge between the nations and will settle disputes of many peoples. They, referring to all the nations, will beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will not take up sword against nation, nor will they train for war anymore. Hear the words of God. Listen, 700 years before God visited in human flesh and went to the cross, 2,700 years ago, and it speaks about what's to come. We talk about the conspiracy. We talk about Armageddon. We talk about the Antichrist. We talk about all hell being unleashed, and it will. We talk about billions dying, and they will. We talk about your soul, whether you're going to be in heaven or hell, and we talk about that, and you'll be in one or the other place, for sure. Just as these prophecies will be absolutely true, so was the death, the resurrection of the Messiah, the Prince of Peace. Don't you get it? 700 years before he comes, a virgin is with child. They're going to call him Emmanuel. They're going to call him Prince of Peace, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Wonderful Counselor. And when he comes, in the ending of radical evil, the ending of rape, the ending of poverty, the ending of cheating, the ending of corruption, the ending of war. For all the lords of war, it's over. For the instigator of war, it's all done. All the trillions have gone down the drain with the blood and the guts and the bones. And a prince that desired the entire world, not one person to go to hell, the Prince of Peace, Irene, the cessation of hostilities. A prince will stand. After the descent, after the destruction of the most powerful military, technologically advanced, super spiritually charged system in human history. Oh, he will stand, ruling with an iron scepter, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Prince of Peace. What everybody has sung about, what the philosophers have discussed, what people have cried in the midst of their cities in rubble looking for a piece of bread or a body to sell to make money for the family. What everybody has desired. Well, it doesn't come by the false flag of New Age spiritual evolutionary promises and an Antichrist who seduces a God-rejecting world and sucks them in. Let me tell you what, it burns my britches to think about it. That is why God takes no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but rather that they turn. That is why God, and there's only one reason, only one specific reason why Christ has not returned and ended the hell that's been going on since Genesis 3. It's in prophecy. It's in the context of a chapter of deep prophecy that involves the destruction of the heavens and the earth, the melting away, a new heaven and a new earth, the home of the righteous, indestructible immortality coming, the purging of all real, real radical evil, the end of it all. It's 2 Peter chapter 3, the reason that he has not yet come. There's only one. God is patient. His patience means salvation. If you're listening, you're lost, you're a soldier, God at this moment summons you in Christ to turn your life over to the Prince of Peace. Let him heal you. Let him bring a release into your emotion, into your heart, into your mind. If your body is broken, cut up, lost limbs, can't see, there is a healer that will give you a new glorified in destructible body at a time and an eternity where war ceases to exist. Hallelujah. No reason why Revelation 19 begins with the great four. Hallelujah. In the midst of it, there is a descent. There is a Prince of Peace, but as he's descending, the armies, the redeemed in white, the glorified, many of you who are believers, all of you who are real believers in Christ, you are in prophecy. You are already seen descending with the living King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Revelation, mark it down, because you saved, blood-bought, born-again believer, whether you're weak or strong, if you're saved, a believer in Jesus, your glorification is not based on your performance. It's based on what Jesus' performance was at the cross. Hallelujah. Your glorification is not based on sanctification. Your glorification is based on justification. Romans 5, just as if you had never sinned because of Christ, you have peace, arene, cessation of hostilities, relationship with God, and because of that, you're already in many places, but let me tell you about Revelation 19:11. Every believer listening now, listening to the archives, anywhere in the world, you are in Revelation 19:11. For all the Luciferians, for all those who want the evolutionary development and you're believing that kind of, you know, carrot out there on the stick, and Satan's got you like the donkey chasing the carrot, looking for the carrot, wanting the evolutionary process, wanting deity, wanting homo lumos, wanting your DNA activated to a new age, a new glorious age. Liar. Lies. Straight from hell's kitchen. But I bring to you the word of God. He will judge between the nations. Not a man, not Hitler, not Stalin, not Bush, not Obama, not Sarkozy, not a conglomeration, not the Antichrist. He, God in Christ, visible to the world in his descent. Oprah is wrong. Eckhart Tolle is wrong. Sylvia Brown has lied to you in her book on Christ when they tell you there is no return. You ever read the first chapter in the book of Revelation? You ever read that incredible beginning where the book of Revelation begins where the Holy Spirit quotes the prophecy out of Daniel? It is a reference to all those who are lost. It is a reference to all those who are lost and left on the field. Those who are committed to Antichrist, committed to the military and supernatural advanced system, committed to Armageddon, committed to, because you've taken the mark, because you've worshipped the living image of the beast, a Theron. You've exchanged the glory of God for a transmuted lie. The words of prophecy from Daniel, about 600 years later, quoted by the Spirit of God in the beginning of the book, Apocalypse Jesu Christu, the revelation of Jesus Christ. Now these words are 2,600 years old in recording of this chapter 2,000 years ago about. Can I read you the words? Here they come, to him, Christ, who loves us and has loosed us, freed us from our sins by his blood, and has made us to be a kingdom, basileia, and priests to serve his God and Father. To him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen. Here comes the quote out of Daniel in the book of Revelation, verse 7. Look, behold, Christ, referring to Christ in the second coming. He is coming with the clouds. It is spoken about in Daniel. It is spoken about in Matthew 24. It is spoken about all over. He is coming with the clouds, and every eye, that is those who are left, those who are on the earth, those who are down here. If you're unsaved, you're down here, man. If you're unsaved and this day comes, you are toast. You are gone. You've lost it all. What does it profit a man to gain what he thinks is the whole world, but yet lose his own soul? Stupid, stupid, stupid. We exalt ourselves and spit on God's cross. The prophecy from Daniel, look, Christ is coming with the clouds, parousia, epiphany, apocalypse, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. And all the peoples, if you're lost, if you're committed to the precursors, to the Antichrist, if you are going to be committed to the mark and to the worship of the image, and if you're going to be committed as a military man to Armageddon, circle the word peoples, put your name there. And all the peoples of the earth will mourn because of Christ. They will, God predicts the emotional status of lost humanity as they've been betrayed, as they've given their lives to a false cause, and as they mourn the fact that the eternal God in Christ, once crucified, once dead, once raised, once ascended, glorified forever, eternally, infinite God is made visible. Oh, they will see him. Every eye shall see him. You've heard this before, later, earlier on in the scripture. Every knee will bow, every tongue confess. If your spirituality doesn't lead you to the infinite personal relational God in redemption, in relationship with the power of indestructible immortality dwelling in your being right now through Jesus, you're lost. Jesus and Jesus alone says, verse 8, I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God. See, this is quoting Jesus. He says it, I am the Alpha, I am the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty, Yahweh Adonai. Verse 8, circle it, go back to Isaiah chapter 6, 700 years before Jesus is here. Isaiah gets a vision. He looks up and sees Yahweh Adonai. He cries out, holy. Well, he hears the angelic beings crying out, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was, who is, and who is to come, right? In the Hebrew, Yahweh Adonai. This is Christ in the pre-incarnate vision. Even the Gospel of John tells us that Isaiah saw Jesus 700 years before the incarnation. What does that mean? Well, that means that his coming, his life, his words, the cross, has everything to do with his total rights to be the Prince of Peace and the ender of radical evil. Not one rape, not one murder, not one theft, not one war. Can I tell you something? If you study biblical revelation, the Greek word chilism, chilla, that's in reference to the millennium. As a matter of fact, out of discussions on the rapture or the harpedos of the catching up and millennium, those two revelations, though magnificent in New Testament scripture, are far outweighed by the warnings redemptively of the massive ramping up of the dark side, the massive counterfeit supernatural signs of wonders. There's more on the Antichrist. There's more on the false prophet. There's more on the seduction. There's more on the deception than there is on the rapture and the millennium put together. But what we do have about the harpizo, the catching up, the glorification of the saints, and the descent and the arrival and the putting of the end, the millennium, if you've studied it, will tell you this. For 1,000 years under the reign of Christ, no more war. Isn't that awesome? As you looked at Isaiah chapter 2, verse 4, can I just simply read it again? Because it connects with Revelation 19 so well. As we look at the descent of Jesus in Revelation 19, what do we see? The hallelujahs concerning salvation. The hallelujahs concerning the destruction of Babylon, the worst of seduction and spiritual adultery and filth the world has ever seen. The doors that opened the rights to the demonic to be here and bring mass horrific deception, the hallelujah concerning the Lord our God reigns, the wedding of the Lamb has come, the bride has made herself ready, and then, verse 11, can I read it? Here's the words of God concerning the future for those who are believers in Christ. I saw heaven standing open, and there before me was a white horse, whose rider is faithful and true. That's the Savior I know. That's the Savior I have fellowship with today. That's who I talk to today. That's who brought me to tears in my prayers this afternoon because of his grace. He goes on to say, with justice, he judges and makes war. Verse 12 actually is verse 12 where you're at. Well, really, 14, this whole little section here. The prophecy is about Christ, all about him. Verse 14 is specifically where believers are mentioned and where you're going to be at that moment. Now, listen to these words, politicians. Listen to these words. And again, there are warmongers, and there are those who have fought in war. There are those who've done the right thing in a fallen world, though it be bloody, and though you have pain, and though you have regret. The healer of your soul, the one that in the end wipes away every tear and the end of emotional and the history of pain, is stilled. Jung couldn't write about it. Freud couldn't touch this. Hobart Mauer and B.F. Skinner and the rest of, they can't touch that. You read it in the end of Revelation when God washes, you know, wipes away the tears. Referring to Christ, his eyes are like blazing fire, and on his head are many crowns. He has a name written on him that no one knows but himself. He is dressed in a robe dipped in blood. Yeah, the blood of the cross, my friends. And his name is the Logos of God. Remember John's Gospel chapter 1? In the beginning was the Logos. The Logos was with God. The Logos, in the imperfect tense in the Greek, was, always has been, always will be God. And he became flesh. Christians, verse 14, the armies of heaven were following him, riding on white horses. You know what he's talking about? Riding on white horses. Victory that God has given in Christ. justification, the development of sanctification, and ultimately glorification. You will not go to hell. You will not experience the wrath of God. You will not rot in a grave. At this moment in future history, every believer in Jesus, every believer that God has redeemed, is there, descending with Christ, dressed in fine linen, white and clean, the clothes of redemption, white as snow. Once a sinner, now cleansed by God, as if you've never sinned. If you want that, you can have that. Whosoever calls on the name of the Lord Jesus can be saved right now. Again, quoting prophecy, he will rule them with an iron scepter. This is the descent. This is where Armageddon is. This is where we read in verse 19, the beast, the Theron, the transmuted Antichrist that has deceived the world for a number of years, about seven. And the kings, the stupid generals, the stupid politicians that reject the grace of God and embrace globalism of the earth and their armies. Those who rejected the blood of Jesus, rejected the Christ of heaven, accepted the New Age counterfeit spirituality, engaged the mark and the image. They gather together in fulfillment of Psalm 2 to make war against the rider of the white horse and his army. They're standing, Armageddon, weapons into the sky, desiring to blast out of the sky Christ. Planetary defense weapon systems charged with the apex, the pinnacle of satanic presence. Kill God and all those with him. I think it'll be over in 5 minutes. The beast captured. False prophet who performed the miraculous signs. Deluded those who had received the mark and worshiped the image. They were thrown alive into the lake of fire. Satanists, Luciferians, subpersonalities, priestesses, priests of the dark side, those Luciferians that are crying out the Luciferic invocation, even there in the UN. Your Mahdi, your world teacher, your world Superman, the star gods, whatever you want to call them, thrown alive into the lake of fire. You lose, dark side. You lose. And at this second, and at this moment before the prophetic revelation actually occurs on the field, you have a moment where Jesus Christ, who died for you, who gave his life, who came for you, who pursues you, who may have led you to this audio right now when you're listening, or right now live as you're listening. The summons. Repent. Metanoia. Turn around. Get out of the junk. Get out of the hellish, sinful, sin pride junk. Turn to Christ. It didn't say religion. It didn't say church. Turn to the Savior who wants you. More than anybody who has ever wanted you, he wants you. He wants you. About 11 minutes left, I want to mention the 9 things that I mentioned concerning the subversion of U.S. military, and that's going to get deeper, it's going to get broader. When all hell breaks loose, when the new regime comes up, when the Antichrist is here, he's going to pull on the military systems and the military soldiers that are left, those who have been the sleepers and those that have been planted and those who have been in these military systems. When the great chaos comes, they're going to sabotage. They're going to sabotage and they're going to eliminate anyone who stands in the way of uniting all the militaries together worldwide. By that time, if you're in the military and you're not willing to unite worldwide, you're a dead man, a dead woman. Point number one, the conflict, false flag, constantly, ultimately, that is Hell's Kitchen's mode of operation. That is the goal, to force humanity to continue to build weapons, to continue to spend billions, to continue to say we must have better weapons, bigger weapons, more weapons, to continue to look for the technologies and look for everything else. So the false flag ultimately in the cause of war, as I've said, when Christ comes, Satan is bound for 1,000 years, the millennium. In that millennium, it's predicted and said, no war will exist. Prophesied out of Isaiah, all the Nostradamus heads and Edgar Casey devotees, push it all out of the way and come to the clean, pure, infinite, Spirit of God-given revelation of the end of days. He will judge between the nations. Isaiah 2:4. Have you read it? Will settle disputes for many peoples. They will beat their swords into plowshares. All the weapons. It's all over. DARPA is shut down. The drones, the talons, all of the intelligence units of the world, weapons factories of the world. It's all over. Be new jobs. It's all going to change for the healing of the nations, the healing of the world, because the living God, Prince of Peace, has arrived. And it says in the Word of God, in prophetic form of the end, nation will not take up sword against nation, nor will they train for war anymore. That's only going to happen under the visible descent and arrival of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So no man will stop. No man will do this. No New Age movement will do this. No alien agenda of star gods and no Mahdi. And none, that's where all the false flag, the lies, and all of that doesn't lead you to God. The word, the prophetic writings. You want to hear something? Again, if you're a researcher, if you're a seeker, then go to Romans chapter 16, verse 25, 26, 27. Prophetic writings connect directly to Jesus, the gospel, the good news. And under the command of the eternal God, the goal is to bring nations to Christ, to turn whole nations to Jesus Christ. I hope Obama's listening. I really hope politicians are hearing this. Will you sell your soul to a system, or will you give your life to the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the Prince of Peace, that will bring the world as we know it to an end, and a new real age of God's grace, God's presence, Christ? Nation will not take up sword against nation, nor will they train for war anymore. Number one, what's happening among us right now is the false flag stuff. Hell is in the mix of all of the intelligence agencies. Hell is in the mix of all the weapons development. Hell is in the mix of all of it, because hell's agenda is get to Armageddon. Hell's agenda is bloodshed, bloodshed, bloodshed. Number two, here's number two. Listen, number two. The race to build super weapons. The race to build super weapons. So the scientists and so the mill lab specialists, they're all being breathed upon. Someone's there in the room breathing down their necks. Build the weapons. Number three, spirit-guided military systems. Anybody reading the Nazis realizes that it's a spiritually caused the inception of Nazi ideology, military conquest was spirit given, dark spirit. Number five, non-human enhancements, the goat lab, psychic warriors, remote viewing, transgenics, spirit empowered soldiers. The king in the Old Testament of Moab sacrificed his son to a demon presence where powers from the dark side fell upon the soldiers of Moab, of the Moabites, who then furiously with wrath beat the Israelites. Spirits will be sent out, Revelation 16, to all of the military systems of the world, their leaders, Revelation 16, have you read this? Do you believe this? Are you a believer in Christ or what? Number six, we all know about the past. We all know about all of the Nazi and all of that. But we don't realize that they played a part in then things going worldwide. And, you know, the whole goal is never again. And we don't want the world to go into a world war again. And yet they've planted themselves worldwide. Not just they, the agenda, the endeavor, the Luciferic goal. He has to capture the globe politically. And the military, there's no other way to get the most powerful military system in human history out of the field, Armageddon, with the goal of killing God as Christ descends, losing battle for all those on that side of the fence. I've only got a couple of moments left. I looked on my notes right here. I mentioned nine things. I apologize. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, and when I come to 5, it looks like an 8. And so the next one I put down is 9. It's actually only 6 points. Number one, the conflict. False flag continues. Number two, the race to build the weapons. Number three, spirit-guided military systems where non-human enhancements are going to be more demonstrative. Number four, spirit-guided weaponization. The combination, even the image of the beast, life, breath, spirit is breathed into it. So look for technology and spirit to meet. Number eight, non-human enhancements to soldiers, elitism, all the precursors to guide you to Armageddon. Here we are before that day, and the same Prince of Peace that will come to end it all is here right now with a worldwide agenda. Salvation. Christ coming into a life, the total forgiveness, empowerment, a new nature, the breaking of the satanic lie, and the immediate fellowship and eternal relationship to God. If you're not saved, I hope you come to Christ tonight. If you know the Lord Jesus Christ, I really pray that you continue to spiritually get beefed up, spiritually know what you're supposed to do, be a part of the great mission of God. It is the place of God's power, God's sign, God's wonder. The book of Acts, one of the greatest field manuals for our day. Christian, God desires that none be lost. Get to it. We got a conference coming to Ohio, October 1st and October 2nd, less than 10 days, I guess, away. Tom Horn, Sharon, Derek, Gilbert from PID Radio, Jeffrey Rad, myself, Russ Dizdar, we're going to be there speaking in a conference called Supernatural Science and Prophecy. I'll bring out some details about this. Remember us, the music is here, remember us in your prayers, and if you believe in the work that Shatter is doing, look at shatterthedarkness.net, scroll down, find the archives, and there's a support button. You can help us. God bless you, my friend, and good night.